This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
You've heard by now that President Trump declared a national emergency to allocate money to build a wall at the southern border. As of today, more than a dozen states and the ACLU have filed or announced plans to file lawsuits challenging that declaration. But what you might not know about that proposed wall is that it could be built on land in South Texas that is home to a nearly half-billion-dollar industry, ecotourism. And that's already worrying some businesses at the border with direct ties to the environment. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
The ecosystems along the Rio Grande River that separates the U.S. and Mexico are home to things like endangered ocelots and mountain lions. Also, lots of birds.
One of the major economic engines is birding.
Christopher Gabler teaches earth, environmental, and marine science at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley. He says a lot of businesses rely on visitors spending money on ecotourism activities.
The effect it would have on these ecosystems that attract birders and ecotourists are a very meaningful concern.
Mission, Texas is where you'll find the National Butterfly Center, a privately owned 100-acre ecological preserve home to hundreds of different butterflies and more than 500 bird species. Last week, the president signed a bill to avoid another government shutdown that included language exempting the Butterfly Center and other state parks from border wall construction. Some of the Rio Grande Valley saw that as a victory. But Mariana Trevino Wright, the Butterfly Center's director, didn't celebrate because she heard a national emergency declaration might be coming.
And that basically makes any protections in the legislation that was passed moot. It puts us right back in the path of the bulldozers.
The center, which reports 30,000 unique visitors a year, was already in the path of $641 million worth of planned border fencing that was funded in the 2018 federal budget. In the last month, heavy equipment for wall construction arrived on site. And in the last few weeks, crews started making territorial claims.
The International Boundary and Water Commission came and put signs on our property that say, U.S. government property, no trespassing.
Trevino Wright says her lawyers put in a temporary restraining order against the construction crews last week, but she expects their legal fight with the federal government will continue for months to come. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.